Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Marjorie Walker, Vice President of Council Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Plastic-free July is the perfect moment to think beyond plastic bottles and packaging. Your closet matters too. Less than half of consumers connect clothing to microplastic exposure, and Plant Not Plastic is working to close that gap. Most people don't realize that synthetic fabrics like polyester, nylon, and even acrylic are made from plastic. And right now, over two-thirds of all clothing worldwide is made from these materials. Every time you wash or wear synthetic clothing, it is shedding invisible plastic particles called microplastics. Synthetic textiles are responsible for an estimated 35% of all primary microplastic pollution. These particles have been found in human lungs, kidneys, brain tissue, even in the bloodstream. Scientists are actively studying the long-term health implications of those microplastics. Cotton is a better choice because it's plant-based, biodegradable, and a natural fiber. It does not shed microplastics. It's breathable, gentle on the skin, often recommended by dermatologists for people with sensitive skin. We like to say that the simplest thing you can do right now is check the label. Look for 100% cotton or high cotton blends. People can learn more and access science-backed resources at www.plantnotplastic.org. Can follow the campaign at Plant Not Plastic on Instagram, Facebook, X, formerly known as Twitter, TikTok, and LinkedIn. You can tell your story how you check the label or using cotton at hashtag Plant Not Plastic.